How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And guess what, Susie, after last week?
What?
We discussed that I wore a hoodie because I didn't want to appear in my pyjamas. This week I've appeared in my pyjamas.
Oh, were they your PJs?
Yeah, they're monogrammed. You can see on the boot.
Oh, I love. Good for you.
Good for me,
good
right?
For good for you. Me. I'm proud of you.
These were a gift from Tash.
Oh, very nice. Sister-in-law.
Yes.
But nothing else, just in-law. Just,
and I like them very much, actually, because we had clean bedding on last night, so...
Oh, nothing like clean bedding. Is all your bedding white?
Yes. Dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's dangerous for someone like me, because I'm so cack-handed, because we had some nice white stuff, and I spilled tea on it, and I did that twice, and then Alice put her foot down and said, we're not allowed white bedding anymore.
So what do you have now? Highly patterned.
We have grey.
Oh, maybe it was the white one, because you had to keep washing it. It went
I will have you know my whites are white.
Whites are whiter than white. Good.
And sort of some maybe heavily patterned. We've also got some waffle.
I do like a waffle print. It goes nice and smooth. I always think that's quite nice about the waffle, isn't it?
Yeah, I will tell you something which I think makes me sound like both a child and a demanding little bitch is that my mum still irons my bedding for me.
That's well, I used to ask
do you think that's okay?
Yeah, of course, because I mean, Alf likes to do it, it seems. I mean, he might say, I don't like
to
do it, I just do it.
You can put it
on if you like. But Alf does ours, but I used to ask my mum to do it.
I'm just really bad at ironing, and I'll do everything else, but I just can't seem to get the bedding right.
The bedding is difficult. Ironing a fitted sheet. I mean, there's a tip.
Oh, do you know what?
I'm sure.
I don't iron the fitted sheet. I don't really even care about the underside. It's just
Susie,
the top of the pillows.
I had no idea you were such a degenerate.
Slovenly.
Yeah.
Is slovenly, is that the right word?
I think so, yeah. I had no idea. So what, you'll sleep on a creased sheet?
I'll sleep on a creased sheet, yeah.
Oh, Susie. I had no idea.
Are you disgusted?
Well.
But aren't they pulled so tight?
That actually, the creases come out, you're right.
The creases do come out.
You're right, you're absolutely right. For sure. And I think... Yeah. I mean, it's, of course, as soon as you sleep in them, you're in the same situation.
They're covered in piss.
covered in piss.
I'm not wetting the bed. It's not happening.
You can't iron rubber.
I was going to ask you this because I was watching a TV show last night.
Oh, clang.
You know, we've got a telly.
Clang.
Called Nobody Wants This. And it's Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. And I absolutely love Kristen Bell. I'll sort of watch her in anything.
Okay.
Do you know who I mean?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. She's Anna in Frozen.
Oh, okay.
Which is huge in my house. Anyway, she's like dating this guy. It's like a love story. And they start talking about icks. And I thought, I don't know if that's something we've ever spoken about on the podcast. First of all, I feel like you'll hate it as a sort of colloquialism.
Yes, I do. I started thinking about the River Styx. As you said it, which I think was in mythology, which was the river between life and the afterlife.
Was it the river where people were like, oh, it's gross. It's the river Ix.
I get maybe, yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But I say that, I mean, as somebody who never did any mythology at school, but I just remember that for some reason somewhere. But anyway, that's irrelevant because we're talking about Ix. I-C-K-N.
It is. But Tom, when has irrelevance ever stopped us on this podcast?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Only slovenliness, I think, is an ick.
Well, no, not at all. Doesn't need to be.
Well, it's not for me. Well, I'm not slovenly. But I think, what does slovenly mean? Is it a bit grubby?
Bad at housework, sort of lazy.
Yeah, no, that is an ick for me.
Indeed.
Because I was raised by my mother.
Of course. That's why I knew it would be an ick.
But I feel like that's something we've never spoken
about. We've never really spoken about our icks. Goodness, how far we've come. What would you?
So I didn't know if you had any.
Yes.
Kind of like a friend or like a romantic partner.
Well, a wide leg trouser, I always think, is very unbecoming. But not
in a gentleman or a woman.
On a gentleman, but in a specific context, I think. Okay, not cool. A wide leg. I'm thinking more of a straight leg, actually. And only in certain contexts.
Oh, what about a pair of jeans with boots?
What sort of boots?
Like lace-ups.
Okay, you won't go for that. Not like a DM?
No, not like a DM. It's actually a certain type of
jean.
We're
very specific, and we've both obviously got specific people in mind, as we say, both of our ex, and we don't want to
say
them.
I would say a man in a denim flare.
A bootcut jean, I find very...
Very upsetting. Yeah. A bootcut jean with a pair of boots, which is exactly... You know, people are following what they're meant to be doing.
They've done what it says on the tin.
These poor people that have no taste, they've gone, it's a bootcut jean, I'll wear a boot. And it's the fault of the fashion industry, really.
Yes, God bless these people. who just go along with it. Well, I think there was that whole awful era of 90s fashion, early 2000s.
Oh.
Low cut.
Rachel Stevens
is exactly who I was thinking about with those high tops and low slung jeans.
Low slung jeans. I mean, I have seen in the shops, because you know I sometimes go to the shops. I have seen in the shops that low waisted jeans are back.
I have heard rumors of this, yeah.
They are, I love, the higher the waist, the closer to God.
Yes, you're right. I agree.
I basically want to tuck my tits in.
You do it.
That's how high I want my jeans to
do it. Saves you on a bra.
I'd barely need one.
Oh, Suze, that's not true.
And poppycock.
Poppycock. I wonder what that meant for a moment. But poppycock, yes. But it's a good idea. You could save on things. Save on a scarf. Mm. You've got the trousers high enough.
Up to the neck. What would I do with my arms? Cut out some holes?
Or just keep them inside. Keep them nice and warm.
Just get nice and warm.
Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Nice and warm.
Nice.
You'd have to walk same arm as leg though, which as a child that grew up dancing, I was told.
Of course never. Yes.
Was the sort of cardinal sin.
Yes, of course. Never do that. Well, I think style, you have a price to pay with style, don't you? That's the thing.
Mm.
That's what you have to remember. I mean, I'm trying to think of other icks for me.
Dirt in the fingernails.
Oh, yes. I do have to be very careful. I've got a nail brush.
Well, of course you do.
Of course. In the laundry sink. Yes, I've got a laundry.
His mum's down there at the moment ironing his bedding.
Yes.
Am I?
Stay there. Do you know what we have got in that small room between the garage? Betwixt. Yes, the river betwixt. Between the garage and the kitchen, which houses the tumble and washing machine.
Now, are they two separate entities or have you got one that's rolled in together?
Won't do one that's rolled in. Mum says you can't get someone to do two jobs. Well, have you got it?
Do you know what?
Yeah.
We don't have a tumble.
Well, it's bad for the environment. We just have it because, we just sit.
Yeah, Tom, don't worry. It's okay.
No, but I know.
Are you worried about Extinct Rebellion putting paint on your house?
Oh, my God. To be honest, some of the windows need doing, so that would be great if they could.
Could you do that with some soapy water?
Could you? Is that definitely an external paint? Is it weatherproof? The thing, yes. Yeah, so we do have that little space there. And guess what? Which I think you'd enjoy. We put up a rail in the above the washing machine to hang like shirts on.
A door. Your door.
It was sort of a real exciting day. Alf loves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it.
Well, we've got, is this content? Look, this is why we don't do a video for this podcast.
We've been talking about doing videos for this.
Could you imagine the shit we'd get on Instagram if we put this up?
Oh my God.
Because what I was about to say was, we've got a rail in our airing cupboard. And honestly,
no, that's great. I mean, I think that's very exciting. And that's exactly the sort of thing people will engage with. And if they don't want to engage with it, do you know what I mean? Go on your TikTok.
Do you mean stop listening?
Stop listening. No one's making you listen.
No one's making you listen.
Again.
Listen to another podcast.
Breaking the cardinal sin. Insulting.
Telling people not to.
Berating.
They almost had like a hit podcast.
They just got really militant. It's awful. It just felt really...
Terrible people.
Terrible, awful people. They started shouting at us. We hadn't even said anything. No, but this is the sort of thing people do like, I like to think. Laundry procedures are very key to a happy life. That's really what this podcast is about.
It really is. Clean bedding, clean towel.
Clean towels. Because I got towels from a place that said you shouldn't hang them on a hook to dry. Main towels. This isn't foot towels.
Foot towels?
You know, like as in the towel you stand on.
A bath mat.
Yes.
Oh my God, we've done so much content on bath mats and all of a sudden you're changing.
I know.
You're the problem. You're, oh my God.
I'm the problem. That's true. You're I'm the problem. I didn't sleep very well last night, Suze. I had a, I had a dream.
Nightmares.
Yeah, was at the theatre. I was at the theatre, which is sort of a nightmare.
But you love the theatre.
I love the theatre. But they said
he loves the theatre.
It's a very frightening show that somebody said to us as we walked in. And there's it's like a gunshot goes off or something at some point in the, towards the end, or they get shot towards the end. I don't know, something like that. And I was like, so I was watching the second, the last bit of this, this play, and I was waiting for this gunshot to go off, but it didn't. And I was like getting so stressed, and I couldn't. And apparently, I was shaking, and Alfie had to wake me up.
Oh,
so it's boring to talk about dreams, isn't it?
No, not to me.
Trembling with fear, apparently.
I dreamt that a couple that Alice and I vaguely know asked us if we wanted to be swingers.
Oh, that's more exciting.
And I was very stressed about it and woke up and told Alice.
Oh, what did Alice say?
I was like, they want to be swingers with us. And she was like, they don't. That was a dream. Stop assuming everyone wants to sleep with you. Like, how dare you? Everyone does want to sleep with me.
Alice, how often do you wake her up to tell her your dreams?
Oh, do you know, I think the thing is, we're having our bedroom done.
Oh, I didn't know this.
So we're in the spare room.
Oh, clang. Laundry room, spare rooms. Oh, what is this? What is this? Downton Abbey?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? Nigella Lawson? And I feel like she's got a nice house. Great kitchen.
Is it hers in that program? I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if it's hers. Do you think it is? Or do you think that's...
I don't know.
A mock house.
There was a time when she was going to a very sort of sleepy muse house. And I always thought, I don't think you live there. But I don't know.
I think there's more light in the kitchen than what the light naturally gives. I think they set up a light in there.
She did also put up a photograph of her garden last night on social media, which was her like outdoor seating with loads and loads of fairy lights over it.
She's got an outdoor entertaining area.
So I think, yeah, and the fairy lights vibe is true. So maybe it is her house.
Mm. I wonder where in London you'd have that. Let's not try and give out her address.
Let's not, but...
But somewhere with ample space.
And it's not.
I'm thinking north.
And I'm thinking it's not. It's probably not. It's probably somewhere more chic than Bromley.
Oh,
I'd very,
Tom.
I'd be very surprised if it turned out Nigella Lawson lived in, you know, Orpington or something. I think she lives somewhere
yes,
more.
Yes, I don't think she's there. I wouldn't be surprised if she was in Cheers.
Maybe.
But then I think you would have met because they would have got her to do like the dog show and stuff, or the stuff that you're roped into.
Mm, that's true. I could share some of the burden.
Surely she could rustle up a cake, couldn't she?
You'd hope so.
So the reason that I keep waking Alice up is because we're in the spare room.
Yeah.
It's not a large room, but it does have a double bed.
Mm.
You've slept in there.
Sure.
You know the room.
Lovely room.
And we've got... I'm up against the wall.
I see.
And I sometimes need to wee in the night.
Oh, dear.
And so I have to get out.
Tread
on we've got a... What's it called? Like a foot... a footboard? A headboard and a footboard.
Yeah.
It's got like a little, it's not massive, but it's got like a little, it's only an IKEA bed, but it's got like
ledge.
A ledge. Anyway, it basically feels like in the middle of the night, I've got to do like a very small brief hurdle to get from.
Oh, yes. That sounds dramatic.
Yeah. And there's a light that you turn on by tapping it. And I keep putting it on while we're both asleep.
Well.
And then Alice wakes me up and goes, babe, you put that light on.
When I,
babe, you put that light on.
And
I said she's getting... Yeah, I think
quite
so.
Hysterical.
I think when I did it three times in one night, she was like, for fuck's sake, woman. Which I think is fair.
Probably, yeah. Probably from exhaustion. But I do find that I like to sleep with the light on and I need to have like stimulation because I have nightmares every night. Is that unusual?
Yeah. Have you thought about taking like one of the herbal nightles?
Maybe. I see, the thing is I sort of sleep quite well.
But you're terrified.
But I do have terrifying dreams most nights, yeah.
What, every night you're waking up frightened?
Pretty much, yeah.
What about when you've got to stay in your house by yourself? I suppose you never have to. Your mum, your auntie.
The butler. It's so much.
The butler.
People.
That murderer that's
dead. That murderer that lives in the loft.
You're never really out by yourself, are you? You're really alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I should try taking something. I mean, sorry, listeners, it's boring to talk about dreams, but I don't know if it's...
If anyone knows how Tom can get rid of his nightmares, do get
it. Probably an exorcism or something, isn't it?
Do you think? That feels quite extreme.
Well, maybe. Or maybe some sort of healer, some sort of somebody to waggle some crystals over the threshold.
Yeah, maybe that sort of thing. People see what they call shamans.
They do like a shaman.
I don't really know what that is.
No, I don't, but I should get one.
There's probably loads in Brighton. Do you want me to try and find
you? Oh my goodness, I'm surprised. Surprised you don't live next door to one, Suze.
I might.
You probably do. Probably.
I don't know what they're up to the rest of the time.
Yeah, I don't know either, actually. It's a very strange one, really. I don't know what causes it, but...
No, me neither.
No, but hey, life's full of...
Overactive something.
Probably overactive something, isn't it? Especially if I sleep on my back.
Terrible.
If I sleep on my back.
Pardon?
If I sleep on my back, then I'm more prone to nightmares.
Have you ever had that, what is it called, the woman, when you wake up and there's like a, you like, envision
no, I don't, a what woman?
A woman on your chest, which would be a huge surprise.
It would be a huge surprise.
Apparently she like screams in your face. She's like a ghost, like she's like an apparition. No, apparition's the wrong word. She's like something in your brain.
She's not, I don't have that night terror. I sometimes have sleep paralysis.
Oh, I hate that.
And I have to make myself go back to sleep and then it's okay.
Oh, I hate that. That's terrifying.
But I think that's a manifestation of some sort of worry, isn't it?
Oh, Tom, do you think you have anxiety?
If I do, I don't like to talk about it.
Okay.
No, I might. Yeah, I might. But do you have that? Do you have that one of the...
The woman? No, thank God. That's like my greatest fear.
Oh.
No. And I'm very bad at sleeping anywhere without Alice. I'm very bad at... I don't like staying in hotels unless they're sort of... I prefer to stay in a chain than...
I prefer to stay in a chair.
And watch someone else. I'm terrifying.
You're that woman going around sitting on people's chests, screaming at them.
Oh yeah, but that, we've all got to have a hobby.
Look,
you can't knock other people's.
What you prefer to sleep in a chain? You don't like anything too personal.
No, I don't like. No, I prefer to sleep in a chain. Yeah, I don't like. If someone said to me, "Oh, you've got to stay in this place. It's like an old cottage. Henry VIII stayed there." I would be like, "Fuck that!" Couldn't think of anything worse. Oh, it's been there since the 1700s. There's loads of like original brickwork.
No, not for you.
Loads of original bodies. There might be a nun in the war.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, violent times, weren't they, the past?
Violent times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put me in a horrible modern...
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I mean. I leave the light on.
Leave a light on for me.
Darling, leave a light on for me. Yeah. I also think that ghosts... are repelled by electricity, so lights, radios.
Yeah, you told me that Flo told you this.
Yes, Flo told me that, yeah.
Tom, are you ringing our agent in the middle of the night, even though you know she has a child?
I mean, I just call on her for everything.
2 a.m.
Yes, Flo, I'm sorry to bother you.
Hi. I hope you weren't doing anything.
Me again. Could you advise me on how to get rid of the ghosts that seem to haunt my dreams? But apparently electricity is very... they don't like it. They don't know what it is.
But I think they've been around long enough. But that is suggesting that all ghosts are from, like, that are all Dickensian or before.
Mm.
What about the ghosts of people that died, like, last year?
Oh, don't...
They'll be aware of it.
Don't start me off on that. No way.
What about a ghost in a shell suit?
I think
in
it's...
The 80s,
oh, how awful.
With a massive mobile.
Swishing through. Oh, yes, you can see it now, can't you? Well, the thing is... I just think maybe they're just really bored of podcasts as ghosts. They're like, I will not come back and listen to these people listening to podcasts in the middle of the night. That's one thing I want. Yeah.
If I have to listen to that man listen to his own podcast again to get to sleep.
I think I did put on a podcast one. A lot of people do.
Did you still put on Tina Fey's Bossy Boots?
I do sometimes listen to Bossy Pants, or I listen to Tales of the
Bossy
City.
Bossy Pants, sorry.
Or I listen to...
Ghost Stories.
Well, that was a thing I did at one point, yeah. Ghost, but like Vincent Price ones. There's a really great...
Who's Vincent Price when he's at home?
You know Vincent Price. He's also... It's his voice on Thriller as well.
Okay, I know who that is. I saw that music video when I was far too young.
Oh.
And you know that we lived next door to a small church when I was a child. Yeah. And the... gravestones were propped up against the wall
of your house,
of the church.
Oh, that's a lot to be told.
Of my house. And I didn't know what they were. And I asked my mum and she explained. And then I was absolutely terrified of the thriller video.
But
obviously, I respected the choreography. But other than that,
well, I think that
any thoughts on that, Tom? Can you help with that?
Well, I'm just thinking as well how the 80s and 90s were such a time of being terrified of things, that you could see scary things. Even when you went to the video shop, if you looked up, you could see like the front cover of very frightening.
Oh, yeah.
Very frightening.
Yeah. And if you went to like the news agents and looked on the top shelf, that would also be
very frightening, especially to me. Or a phone box sometimes in London. Very frightening.
How much was that happening? How much were people going in phone boxes to ring saucy numbers?
Well, firstly, great use of saucy, but I don't know, because it wouldn't be a very private place. Famously, they've got glass around them, haven't they?
Yeah. You'd have to just listen to what they said, then remember it for when you got home.
Yes, you'd write it down, I suppose.
And that is how erotic fiction started.
That's how it was written on someone's back of someone's hand.
People don't realise this.
Yeah. I guess so.
It would be hard if it was on the back of a man's hand trying to read it. I'm going to have to write it on the other hand next time. that
times.
Is crazy.
Different times, though, wasn't it? Different times.
Were those numbers in phone book? I don't know why I'm asking you like you'd know this, but you are, you know, you're a man of the world. Were those numbers in phone boxes for people to meet with escorts, or were they sort of those?
I think probably a bit of both. I suppose a bit of both.
Mm. I knew someone whose mum did saucy phone numbers.
Did she used to do it while she was ironing?
No, I think just like kick back in a chair.
Oh, why not?
In like her PJs.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, I'm in some negligee. You know?
I mean, to say she phoned it in. Yeah.
She'd be in like, you know, a fleecy cardi and pyjamas, a hot water bottle on her lap.
Oh,
oh, you naughty boy.
Oh, you're terrible, you are. Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like a Foley artist, isn't it?
But I think very talented. Very talented. I don't know, because if you did it at a phone box as well, they were expensive, weren't they? So you'd have to keep putting in quite a lot of money.
Yes, you'd have to get the timing right, otherwise it'd get cut off.
Oh, imagine. Oh, no.
Oh, not again.
Oh, God. Hello, it's me. Oh, I don't know who this is. Yeah, it would be, it was a different time though, wasn't it? Different time.
It was a different time. I suppose before sort of any sort of pornography on the internet or anything.
Yes.
It was magazines and phone numbers.
Magazines, yeah.
That sounds like an album from the 90s.
Oh, I'm sure there was
magazines
one as well.
Magazines and phone boxes.
And sometimes they'd have like, the magazines would have to be in a sort of black cover. Do you remember?
Like they were wearing a sleeping bag.
Yes.
You know, they'd just have the lady's head popping out the
top.
Yes,
you'd just see a bit of like frizzed blonde hair.
Oh, look, she must be camping. She's got her sleeping
bag.
Doing?
No, I know, just piqued the curiosity ever more. We've got some messages.
Dear Tom and Susie, just listen to the episode where you mentioned getting dressed with the curtains open. I too am always doing this, and I'm pretty sure the man in the house opposite may have seen me, as he always turns bright red when I stop to say hello and stroke his dog. Brackets, not a euphemism.
Is that one of those phone numbers?
Yes. Yeah. When you sign off with see you through the window, it suggests we're all at it.
That's true.
Love you both. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Kirsty.
Kirsty. Very good to know. Very good
that
to
I'm
know.
Not the getting my knocks out for the neighbours.
Oh, absolutely.
Knock, knock.
Absolutely. Oh, now, you know, we talked about Queer Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yes. Quungeons and Dragons.
Yes. Queer Quungeons and Quaggons.
Now, there's a game I play.
There's a game. It's a game. Okay, hello, lovely friends. I just listened to the Brassy Knobs episode, and more specifically to the email from Luke, the Dungeon Master, who wants to diversify his local D&D community. This was a lovely message to hear, and I'm all in favour of Luke's efforts to expand the appeal of the game. I'm a trans woman who has many years' experience in games of all kinds, and role-playing games in particular. RPGs is the category of game that includes Dungeons & Dragons. Oh, okay.
Role-playing games.
Role-playing
games.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what RPG stood for. Indeed, I actually found...
It sounds like a private school.
Yes.
RPGs. Did you go to RPGs?
Look, they went to RPGs. They did very well.
They speak Latin.
They know all about the River Styx. Indeed, I actually found my true self in no small part by exploring femme presentation and gender roles by playing games like this. I'm far from alone here, and there is a huge, in capitals, overlap of queer and trans culture with RPGs. This community largely exists online. However, in my experience, nerdy trans people are perhaps more likely than not to be enthusiasts of role-playing games, and often with a personal history of relating to them similar to mine. It's very possible to reach communities like this by looking for Discord servers, which are specifically LGBTQIA plus friendly. And while Luke's friends concerns that many queer and trans people might hesitate to join a majority cis gaming group, you might find that the reverse approach works well. Join in with some existing groups to make friends there, and who knows? You'll probably find your network of gamers and eventually players in your own group will expand. Lots of love to Tom and Suze. I love the pod, and I had a fond smile on my face hearing the two of you floundering only slightly when talking about D&D. And that's from someone who has sent a kiss emoji called Juno in London. Kiss.
Juno, I can't believe that you thought we were floundering when talking about Dungeons and Dragons. How dare you?
How lovely.
What was it like to go to RPGs?
RPGs. Nice school. Lovely school. Lovely school.
Lovely uniform. Lovely. Straw boaters.
Yeah, they definitely have straw boaters at RPGs. So what, the last bit there.
Yes.
Discord. What are Discord servers?
I think they are, Emma? Could you come in here? What's Discord? Discord is like a thing online.
So they're like forum type.
Oh.
It's like Facebook groups, kind of, but more complicated.
Oh, I understand.
Thank you, Emma. That is the voice of Emma, our producer.
Thank you, Emma.
Who only occasionally gets involved.
Indeed.
But has to listen to everything we say. Poor Emma. I've got another one here. Now, delighted to hear that someone remembers Jetsons Meets the Flintstones. Hi, guys. Can't believe you were talking about the 1987 film Jetsons Meet the Flintstones.
What? Oh, my. Wow.
Was blooming amazing, but now we all just feel old. Congrats to Suze on the book. And all my days, Tom, you keep popping up on billboards around my shopping centre. I love it.
I do.
Bye. And that's from Shay. And I met Shay at my tour show a couple of years ago in Leicester.
Oh.
And they have Clang tattooed on their arm.
Oh, I remember you telling me about Shay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You see?
Shay, thanks for reaching out. I'm pleased that it's not just me that remembers Flintstones and the Jetsons.
These niche, specific cultural references, which aren't as prevalent enough to make us cool, but do mean that we have a very firm bond with our listeners.
Indeed you do. Mm. Indeed you do.
Hi, Susie and Tom. My name's Beth. My husband, Ollie, and I are huge fans of both you two as individuals and of the pod. However, I must confess that we only found the pod a couple of months ago. It's because we don't film it soon. We only found the pod a couple of months ago and decided to take on the mammoth adventure of listening to every single episode from the start.
Oh, Beth and Ollie.
People should get sponsorship for that sort of thing. It should be like a sponsored activity.
Like
walking all the bridges of London.
Yes, lovely. Raising money for something or other.
Mm. So far, you've accompanied us all the way on holiday to Snowdon and back to our home in the Forest of Dean on several walks and lots of road trips. We're currently listening to episodes recorded around September 2022. As of writing this email, and still have 119 episodes to go. Brackets, can't wait.
Oh, crikey. That's so much content.
However, I must bother present-day Susie and Tom for an urgent favour. Okay. After 5 long years of saving and waiting, I'm so unbelievably excited to say that Ollie has been given a date for top surgery and will be getting everything off his chest on the 28th of October. Please, 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 could you give him a shout out? I wish him lots of luck and hope for a speedy recovery. He is my absolute world and has saved my life every day since the day I met him back in 2019. Susie, you are his favourite comedian. Brackets, sorry, Tom, we still also love you. Okay. And we've seen you multiple times live. We laughed so hard every time, but you also had us in tears when you took a serious moment to tell everyone how strong you believe in trans rights. Both of your support for the trans community means the world to us. Keep doing what you're doing, as I hope you know by now. You're a true highlight in many people's lives. Fond regards, Beth and Ollie, childless cat couple. And there's an emoji of a cat. Lovely message.
Well, Ollie, good for you, mate. And I hope it all goes really well. That's a long time of waiting. Did you say 5 years? That's a long time. It must feel very good to know that it's in that. What? So this episode is going out on the 2nd. It's just 26 more days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you, mate. Mm,
wonderful. Absolutely fabulous.
Of course, trans rights.
Yeah. Wonderful. Really wonderful. And it gets to show as well the, what so many people don't appreciate perhaps is the time that saving up like that takes.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Let us know how it goes, Ollie.
Yes, keep us posted. And also great use of, I think, fond wishes. I like that.
Yes, I think that was very good. Mm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Also, I can't believe this. How many episodes of this have we done?
Well, 119 at that point. I mean, we must
They've still got 119 left.
119 left. It must be 250, mustn't it?
Oh, I think even more.
Do you? Oh, God.
It's been going since 2016, Tom.
Oh, yes. We did have a few hiati.
Hiati.
Is the plural of hiatus? I hope so.
I don't know. Hiati. We had the 300th a while back. Oh, my God. Oh, when we die, at my funeral, I want this to be played completely.
In completion. Yeah, you're right. I think that would be a lovely, lovely way to.
But, Tom, I would like you to do an intro to every episode, so you have to stay for the whole thing.
Okay, fine. And talk about what I remember from that recording.
What you were thinking, yeah. And how pretty I looked.
Oh, I will, Suze. And then we'll bury the server with you. So no one can ever listen again.
Good one.
Well.
Right, Tom, we best go.
We best go, hon.
If I don't see you nude through the window, I'll see you nude through the window.
Oh, lovely. Yes, absolutely. And that man will be there too. It's not a man opposite you though, is it, Suze? It's a man opposite us.
No, I don't think he's seen anything.
No.
He also has his window cracked the whole of the year.
Maybe he has condensation, Suze. You don't know the struggles people have.
I don't know, but honestly, Alice will say to me, that window's still open. And honestly, she never sounds more like my mum than when she does that. I think I've married my mother.
Some people, honestly, leaving a crack in the window is no bad thing.
Leave your crack open.
Leave.
Okay, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.